Hello and welcome to yet another edition of Columbia Technology Partners Ready to Prime right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. My name is Alan Scott. By the way, you can also hear it on demand anytime, federalnewsradio.com, keywords ready to prime. It's pretty cool, actually a preferred way of listening for a lot of people. So there are a lot of organizations out there that we talk about with regard to the Intel community, especially up here in Central Maryland. Fort Meade is the main hub where a lot of this work is being done. And you, as a business owner, or ready to open up your first business, as we talk about stepping off that ledge to become one to do it yourself rather than depending on someone else, an organization that you definitely want to look into happens to be the topic of today's show. Joe Pacilio is the vice president of a cool little organization called the Fort Meade Alliance. And he's here with me today. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Great, Alan. Thank you for having me today.
Thanks for coming in. Now, I've been to one event, and the event was amazing. You guys throw a cool party.
Yeah. That's our priority in the organization, is to throw the best parties in town.
Of course. Of course. As every organization, you always consider their parties prior to becoming members. But in this case, the parties are all for a good cause. And the work that the Fort Meade Alliance does is truly outstanding over at the fort and for those who live and work there. For those who aren't familiar, tell us what it is. What is the Fort Meade Alliance?
Well, the Fort Meade Alliance is an independent community organization. We're a nonprofit organization and a very large organization, actually, growing every year. Our mission is really to support the Fort Meade as an economic asset to the region and also as a defense asset to the nation. We have, like I said, a really broad and diverse membership or constituency. We represent over 200 member companies that serve over 100,000 employees. Quite a significant organization. Yeah. It started about 12 years ago. Came along with the BRAC initiative.
I was just about to ask you. This sounds like it's right around the time of the BRAC realignments and closures and such.
Yeah, and as you know, the region started looking at this sort of ominous growth vector that that we were facing. The community and the fort needed to get together and prepare for that. And one would think, well, okay, that took place quite some time ago, and now that's long gone. What are we doing these days? Well, I'll tell you, the growth never stopped.
Absolutely not.
if you look at the growth of Fort Meade and the region there, and they have sustained, I think it's approximately almost 60% growth over the last 10 years. And when you look at just the next five, they're going to grow by yet another 2,000 more folks.
You don't even need to consider the fort itself growing. You can just drive around the fort itself and see all the construction that's going on, housing being the biggest that you can see everywhere. There are a lot of people still coming here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is a nonstop growth engine. And one that, you know, as a community, as a region, we really have to be cognizant of, because the impact is tremendous. It's the number one employer in the state.
Absolutely.
It's the number three post in the Army in terms of population.
Yeah.
It's the cyber center of gravity, if you will, for the nation. If you look at the tenant units, there's like 115 organizations and agencies on Fort Meade. Six of the eight major cyber headquarters are there. And, I mean, these are the big boys and girls. We're talking about NSA, United States Cyber Command, DISA is there, Marine Cyber, Fleet Cyber. They have the Joint Forces Department of Defense Information Network is there, and it goes on and on. Absolutely critical, as I said before, for the defense of the nation, but also as an economic base for the region.
Unbelievable the size of the fort. I drove through there not too long ago, had reason to get on base for something going on at Club Meade, and as I was driving around, I'm going, well, this is where the golf course used to be. This is where DIA is over here now. That's nice. Look at this. The fort is turning into a beautiful place. Does Fort Meade Alliance have anything to do with bringing back the golf course?
out of curiosity. I loved playing there. I mean, I love the way those buildings look and all. I'm like, oh, this used to be the sixth hole.
I will tell you, Alan, that is a sore subject because many of us truly dearly loved the golf course. But if you look out across what used to be the golf course, you see the future building for the United States Cyber Command. You mm-hmm. see really the institutions of the nation for tomorrow right there. Yeah. It's sort of reluctant, but it's a good giveaway.
There are a lot of agencies spread out all over this region, so to speak. As you head down towards Quantico, you've got some down there. You've got some at Bowling. This, as you alluded to, Fort Meade is big. It's big. And when you consider the big boys that are on campus there, how do you go about prioritizing things to benefit everyone that may be there when you've got so many different players involved?
Right. So that's, that's a big challenge. Okay. Right. All of those organizations bring a little bit something, a little bit different thing to the community. And I think stepping back into our constituency and sort of moving from there forward, we don't just represent the DoD contracting base. We represent every major sector in the economy, from healthcare to industry to energy to retail. Construction is there. We have members from the government. We have the entire education base represented in our organization. So our approach to the post or to the fort and bringing that community Fort Meade relationship together is very, very diverse, and it's very dynamic. We essentially have five different vectors that we follow as sort of our major focus areas. Those five are transportation, small business, military and family, education, and our rising stars. We can talk about those a little bit in detail if you'd like.
Absolutely, absolutely. But before we do that, I just mm-hmm. want to remind everyone that you're listening to Columbia Technology Partners Ready to Prime right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM or on demand anytime at federalnewsradio.com. My guest is Joe Pacilio. He's the Vice President of the Fort Meade Alliance, an amazing organization. I'm about to run through the five tenets that they live and die by on the fort, helping them blanket basically everything that they need to do on the fort. So give us an idea. Let's start off with, I work for a small business. Let's talk about your small business initiatives.
Right. So probably one of our big efforts in the area, because small business is absolutely key to this state and specifically to the region. So we do place a lot of focus on our small business initiatives. We have basically, we take on the role of trying to help the small businesses navigate the process, okay? They've got to learn how to partner with the big boys and girls. They need to understand the I don't want to call it bureaucracy, but the challenges in the process.
There are definitely challenges, that's for sure.
to sort of get through from start to finish,
right.
The ability to serve, right? And although that may not be overly complicated, it can be ominous for some if you're just getting into it. So a lot of our initiatives are focused on really enabling that start for the small businesses, and as they develop, to really help them grow rapidly into very successful small businesses. A couple of initiatives that we're very proud of: we have a Business in the Minute initiative. It's actually sponsored out of the Office of Small Business Programs at NSA. We're their primary enabler, if you will. We pretty much pull it together. And this Business in a Minute is an event, extraordinary event. It's an all-day event. We take the top 20 prime contractors, we'll invite them, and then we'll set up about, I think it was like 240 small businesses, where they will then go through a speed dating process.
Nice.
And they'll have an individual meeting with each of these prime contractors, mm-hmm. and not only get their product out there, but also perhaps develop partnerships and opportunities that will extend well beyond that very long and dynamic day. I'll say too that the NSA are wonderful sponsors of the event. They call out their entire acquisition corps. Yep. All the senior leaders are there, and you know we believe it's one of the most helpful and impactful events of the year. We also have another event that's sort of all about opportunities called Industry Day. We do this every year as well. Last year, we brought in the senior acquisition leader for the NSA and the senior acquisition leader for the DISA. This year, we intend to include the United States Cyber Command acquisition leader. Along with those leaders, we'll bring in a couple of senior commercial industry leaders, and we'll have these folks up in front talking about not only their near-term requirements and what they have in terms of offerings and opportunities, but also look out over the horizon and lay out some of the future opportunities that are out there.
That is key, because for that person who's now working on contracts, saying to themselves, I can do this better on my own, going to these events gives you an idea of the proper time to make that decision to open your own business. And you've got the people who are helping make those decisions sitting in the room. You can pick their brains and then go, I'm incorporating in a month. I'm incorporating in 3 months, whatever. Yep. And you've gotten the word directly from the horse's mouth, so to speak, that this is what's coming down the pike. You may be on a contract right now and someone may have told you, yeah, we'll keep you if you open up your own company. There's no guarantee in this business.
No, you know? This is a real no kidding look at what the landscape will look like over the next year or so. Yep. And I think it's extremely valuable to our membership.
Outstanding. I think that's awesome you guys do this. Amazing work. Let's keep going. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah. Well, you want to
like
get
a bedtime
into the
story.
Other?
Go ahead, Joe. Tell
vectors.
Me more.
Yeah,
yes,
sure,
please. Tell
lullaby,
me more. Tell
open
me more.
Your business. The sky's the limit.
Let's keep going.
I like to talk about the transportation piece a little bit.
I'm curious about this one.
Yeah, this is huge. You know, when you think about transportation, you think about quality of life. And who wants to spend the majority of their life in the car? Okay, getting to and from work is really, it can be a challenge in this area. And it's getting worse, right, with all the growth.
That's for sure.
The roads don't seem to be going along on scale. And so we're very focused on that. And probably one of the biggest reasons is because, you know, the whole talent management challenge in the area is absolutely critical. This is, a technological center of gravity, if you will. I mean, this is where we need to attract the technologists of the future. This is where our supply is very challenged with keeping up with the growth demand. So, you know, we've got to convince people to stay. We've got to convince people to come here. And it's a little tough given the traffic challenges that are there. So we're working very closely and have been over a number of initiatives to to bring the business and the community interest together. I think you'll see some of those initiatives actually coming to fruition if you take the 175 highway around the back of the poster. That the significant change in that has been really very supportive of the area and the initiatives that we've been involved in. So we take transportation very, very serious to all about that sort of talent management piece.
And you even got here on the website, Destination Fort Meade, a commuter reference guide for transportation to Fort Meade, brought to you by the Fort Meade Alliance. Lots of familiar names here, MTA, VRE, Light Rail, Central Maryland Transit, Howard County Transit. Lots of different, just shows that there are lots of different ways to get there. Now, if you're taking one of these buses, for example, someone who's not necessarily familiar with it, will that bus drive on post? Will that bus drop you off at the visitor center and make you walk? What's going to happen here?
Yikes. I will say that things have gotten a little different lately.
Oh, okay.
And,
okay.
There are, you know, I'll tell you, there's force protection issues and the The security management operations for the post have really been a bit dynamic lately. So
right.
I don't want to misspeak and tell you that if you get on this bus or you take this form of transportation, you're going to end up at where you need to exactly
sure.
end up.
Sure.
We're very cognizant of that of those changes and trying to get the information out and sort of enable working around with those effectively.
So probably best to check with the transit service prior to,
yeah.
to hopping on and expecting to get off there at Club Mead.
Right, right. Or the golf course.
Or the golf course. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Might take a while to find it.
Absolutely. You're going to be on that bus for a while. You're listening to Federal News Radio 1500 AM. My name is Alan Scott. This is Columbia Technology Partners, Ready to Prime. Joe Basilio is our guest. He's from the Fort Meade Alliance, vice president. I feel so honored. I feel like I should bow or something. I should have laid up. Aaron, why didn't you bring food? It's the vice president here for this.
You shouldn't be honoring me. You should be honoring our president.
Well, the president's not here. We got to honor somebody. In the president's stead, the vice president is here. He gets the same respect.
Well, I appreciate that, but I am nowhere near as deserving as our president.
All right.
I
got to
tell you that Mr. Steve Tiller, the president of the Fort Meade Alliance, is truly the rock star.
Yeah.
This is a guy who's had a tremendous amount of experience leading within the company or within the community, and he would be here today had he not been out doing one of many of the sort of dynamic things that we've got going on. I mean, this again is no small organization, and we pretty much sort of split the opportunities up to try to keep up with them all.
Either he's really busy or you really screwed up and had to suck up to him today.
Yeah, I wanted the gig. I got to tell you. It was my...
What? It's radio? I'm in.
That's it. As long as you don't have to see my face, I'm going to come across good, let me tell you.
No worries at all. No worries at all. Trust me, you're doing a great job. His name is Joe Basilio. He's the vice president of the Fort Meade Alliance. We're running through some of these tenants here. Let's take a look at... education.
Yes.
Education is something that is paramount to all people involved. What is Fort Meade Alliance doing with regard to that?
So, you know, we're going to go back to that talent management issue. Recognizing, and we recognized this early on, years ago actually, that the supply and the demand were really having challenges, and that the future was going to increase that divide even further. And so we really ramped up our focus on education, starting in the middle and the high schools, and beginning to drive our education system towards pushing the STEM. STEM is critical to the technology needs of our future here, especially in this region. So
mm-hmm.
we have a number of STEM issues. We actually started back with an initiative to help prepare young students with navigating the process in which they need to navigate to get a clearance. Many,
really?
If not the majority of the opportunities on Fort Meade require a special clearance.
Sure.
And you know, it's pretty tough if you're coming out of college to sort of be faced with those requirements, not understanding them as you kind of go through your...
Especially if you didn't have those in the back of your mind while you were in college.
That's right.
Wink, wink.
Right. And then, you know, that's the whole key. We had this program called the Project Scope. It was a security clearance overview, preparation, education. And really what it enabled us to do was reach down into the youth of the community and say, guys, here are some lifestyle issues that you're going to face that'll cause challenges to your efforts if you'd like to move towards Fort Meade as an opportunity. I was lucky. I was, you know, in the service of the country for the majority of my professional life, and had a number of opportunities at Fort Meade. And I had the chance to get my daughter involved early. I put her in the intern program. She had the opportunity to sit the polygraph early on.
Good for her.
Yeah, before she went off.
Before she could make those questions really hard.
And I got to tell you, it worked out good. But this program actually was is really helpful, I think, because the youth of today really really want to know, you know, what do I need to avoid? And given the chance and the information, they'll do the right thing.
Yeah, Project Scope is pretty cool. You're partnering with the Anne Arundel Workforce Development Corporation, and I think it's an amazing thing you're doing. There are so many, especially growing up in this area, there are so many career opportunities right there in your backyard. Why not at least be cognizant of what not to do in order to make that a possibility for you in the future?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And you know, a lot of these things are they're very, very hard to understand, especially as a future professional. I mean, you know, the online activity is all new and challenging and exciting, and there's a lot of goodness in that, but you know, there's a lot of lines there that some of the younger folks don't quite understand exist, and those can bite you down the road.
I had to make some tough Facebook friend choices. Let me tell you, I had to trim the fat.
But I'll tell you, we that was such a very warmly received initiative by the community schools that we moved our focus into actually promoting more STEM opportunities and STEM understanding. You know, I think for most of the young future of our workforce, they don't quite know how to translate math and science into what kind of job does that mean, right? You know, what does that really turn into? And many of our STEM programs actually give that translation. We spend a lot of time providing technology demonstrations. Like one time I did a hacking demonstration to a group of young students, and you know, it not only hit upon how easily and how vulnerable their online activity was, which was a big eye opener. Yeah. But once I got their attention, you know, introducing these young professionals that actually are there to defend against that and showed them how they do their thing, and it was a pretty cool experience. I think we got a lot of future cyber defenders out of that demonstration.
I know my son, he's he'll be 9 in a couple of weeks. He thoroughly enjoys watching people break into stuff like that, and says, "Wow, that's what I want to do."
Yeah. Well, you can't really do that professionally, but what you can do is you can be good enough to do that so you know how to stop
that
from
happening.
Exactly.
I'm not encouraging him to go break into stuff. Trust me. Education, I mean, you guys are doing an amazing thing there with this. Looking forward to seeing what the kids of tomorrow will be experiencing as they run through this with the Fort Meade Alliance. His name is Joe Pacilio. He's the vice president of the Fort Meade Alliance, who is our guest here today. Let's talk about working families. I mean, this is something that everybody works, family, work-life balance.
Yeah, and you know, we're very focused in the Alliance on the military and family life. That was actually one of the first areas or one of the first vectors that we sort of dove into. It's all about trying to create or improve that quality of life for the military and family. And of course, my background, it's a little closer to home. But a lot of our initiatives are there to help enable that transition for the family members coming into the area. One of our major initiatives, initiative called the Resiliency Center that we are sponsoring, it's a multi-million-dollar gift that we will be presenting to the fort over the next couple of years in the form of a rehabilitation of one of their large buildings called Coon Hall. And what we're going to do for them is help renovate, rehab that into a resiliency and education center, a very, very big project. That resiliency center will bring all of sort of the important family services together, from physical, emotional, spiritual, social, all of these different services in a one-stop shop, plus education. Now, to get that accomplished and raise these millions of dollars that's ahead of us, it gives me an opportunity to mention the Fort Meade Alliance Foundation, which is an organization within the Fort Meade Alliance, and their role is to focus on sort of the fundraising, the revenue enabling events that will help us, you know, meet these larger initiatives that we're taking on.
Fort Meade Alliance sounds amazing. You want to find out more information about them, Fort Meade, that's FTMEADE alliance.org. If you could sum up what Fort Meade Alliance is. In a few words, what would it be?
Plain and simply, giving back. The one thing that we maintain as our ethos, and we sort of judge all the various things that we are thinking about doing, getting involved with, all the people we work with, it all comes back to giving back. That's our focus. That's our challenge every day, to ensure that what we're doing gives back to the community, gives back to the fort, the surrounding region. And with that in mind, we are here to serve.
Now that right there is a ringing endorsement. Here to serve. We love to hear that. FortMeadeAlliance.org. That's FTMeadeAlliance.org is the website you want to go to find out. Seriously consider looking into what you can do to get involved with the Fort Meade Alliance, especially if you live and work in or around the fort. Have anything to do with the intel community, any of the organizations that reside on Fort and more that are coming. You want a golf course? Fort Meade Alliance can help you out. No. Maybe not with the golf course part, but there is a lot of other things that they can help with, and especially with regard to business development. Business in a Minute for you as a small business owner is huge, huge. Sign up today. Find out more. FortMeadeAlliance.org. Joe Basilio, thanks for joining me.
No, it's been a pleasure, Alan. Thank you, and thanks for all the listeners out there. Take a look at us. I think you'll find that we may have something for you.
Joe Basilio is his name. He's the vice president of the Fort Meade Alliance, but that's not all he does. You've got a day job too, right?
Yeah.
The one that pays the bills.
Yeah, a little bit, right? When I'm not doing this, I am a member of the IronNet cybersecurity startup. Actually, I don't want to call it a startup anymore. It started when I joined it. We had about 30 folks working there, but we've grown three or four times that already, and doing rather well, providing cybersecurity to primarily the commercial industries out there. A pretty exciting job that keeps me busy.
A very exciting job with some very high-ranking folks on staff.
the beautiful thing, right? General Alexander is our CEO, former director of the National Security Agency, first commander of U.S. Cyber Command, just a great American dynamic.
Well, let me get that for you. You just dropped something. You dropped a name over there.
He is an inspiration.
Absolutely.
And the ethos of that of our company is, the mission continues. For a lot of us that served the majority of our professional career in the government, serving and providing that sort of security more broadly is a critical mission, I think, not only for the nation and their industries, but for the world.
I like how you smoothly changed hats there. That was nice. Went Fort Meade Alliance hat to IronNet hat. Look at that.
And now back to Fort Meade Alliance.
He is a professional, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Basilio, vice president of Fort Meade Alliance, and of course, one of the original 30 at IronNet. Hands up in the air, and thank you very much for your service to our country.
Thank you.
Appreciated. And thank you for listening. My name is Alan Scott. This has been Columbia Technology Partners Ready to Prime, right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, or on demand anytime at federalnewsradio.com.